A group in the Boise area is in the midst of fundraising for a new attraction in the Northwest. It'll be called the Northwest Science Museum. They envision a 350,000 square foot space full of fossils, rocks, and animal specimens. But this isn't your usual natural history museum. It's designed by creationists. Correspondent Jessica Robinson visited the early stages of what they hope to build.
Most scientists, textbooks, and natural history museums would tell you the Earth is several billion years old, that plant and animal species evolved over time, and that dinosaurs died out millions of years before our human ancestors appeared. You might even take that as a given, but a large segment of the population believes something else happened. It's the story Doug Bennett wants to tell in the museum.
Well, the first thing you're going to see as you walk up to the building would be a full-scale Noah's Ark.
That Ark and Noah's Flood are key to the way Bennett sees the history of the Earth. It explains many of the geological formations and how fossils were distributed. Bennett is among the 42% of Americans who have a creationist view of the world. He believes the Earth and all life were created in 1 week, about 6,000 years ago. To Bennett, evolution isn't about science, it's about morality.
If you can make up a system that says that there is no God, that things just happen by chance, then we're not accountable to any higher being. So you can do what you want and have no consequence.
So far, Bennett and the other founders have set up a smaller version of what they hope to build. They call it the Vision Center. They've rented a space in a business park at the edge of Boise and put in displays, including a huge mastodon skull whose tusks fill the center of the room. Bennett says the idea for the museum was an inspiration from God.
And who do you see as your target audience for this museum?
Everybody. Really, I think everybody needs to see the evidence that we'll have in the museum. Like one of the things we have here in this Vision Center is probably the most controversial stones in the world because they show man and dinosaurs interacting.
We walk over to one of the glass cases. We have Stan Lutz, one of the other founders, points out a collection of what he calls Ica stones.
Okay, now this stone right here, you can see there's a man on it riding on a Triceratops dinosaur.
Lutz points to a tan-colored stone with a man on a lizard-like creature.
We have rocks showing at least 14 species of dinosaur. They're all accurately drawn.
This isn't the only evidence they'll display. In fact, Bennett says they'll even show the argument from the other side, what he calls the naturalistic perspective.
So we want to bring that out and say, okay, people, let's make your choice here. Don't just believe because you're being told that. Think for yourself. You know, use critical thinking and think, does this make sense? Or is it better to believe what the Bible says, that God created all things?
The museum in Idaho joins at least a dozen creation museums in other states trying to provide a counterweight to prevailing scientific thought. One museum, near Mount St. Helens, uses the mountain's explosion as proof that the Earth can change rapidly. This year, the Creation Museum in Kentucky hosted a much-discussed debate between the museum's founder and science personality Bill Nye. But Casey Luskin says in many ways the real debate has moved on.
Yeah, I definitely think that the conversation about origins has shifted a lot over the last probably 15 or so years.
Casey Luskin is with the Discovery Institute in Seattle. It's one of the main proponents of intelligent design. Like creationism, intelligent design says the complexity in life was directed by some sort of intelligent cause. But beyond that, Luskin draws a sharp line between intelligent design and creationism.
Intelligent design starts with the data, whereas creationism starts with the Bible. Intelligent design doesn't say that the Earth is 6,000 years old, whereas creationism, that's a major claim that creationists will make. And so when people conflate the two, it's an attempt to try to dismiss the arguments for design and nature without actually addressing them.
On a recent visit to the museum's Vision Center, Laura Wallace of nearby Nampa browsed the displays and found herself divided between two different views of the history of the Earth.
I don't know. I mean, I believe that God could do either. If he wanted to do it in a million years, he could have. Or if he wants to do it in 4,000 years, he could do it. So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of waffling. I don't really have a, you know, definitive answer on that. But that's okay. Sometimes you don't have all the answers either.
Maybe not. But the founders of the museum want to give her a place to look. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.